This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long, and now welcoming into the radio huddle. They got a Plaquemine native back in Louisiana, Davin Godshall. Welcome back to the boot, and thanks so much for joining us. How the heck you been doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad to be on the show.
Davin, you're not going to believe this, but the day before you got traded, I was on the phone with Pete Jenkins, okay? And Pete's a regular on the show. And I said, you got to come on to talk about Kyle Williams. And he was like, okay, I'll talk to you about Kyle. Then the trade goes down, we talk, and he was like, man, I got stories about Godshall. I got some stories about Godshall. So, but he said, Mike, I'm so proud of Davin and what he's been able to do. And, man, I heard your comments about Coach Jenkins and what he meant to you in your development as a player, as a collegiate. And so I'll let you go on with it because, man, Pete's, you know, he's mentored so many different coaches and players throughout the years, but he certainly had a big impact with you at LSU.
Yeah, man. The great Pete. Pete has meant a lot to me. You know, when Pete first got to LSU and took over, when Coach O took over to be the head coach after Les Miles, Pete said, when he came in the room, I'll never forget this, he said, after he'd been with me a couple, he said, I didn't know if I'd like you because I thought you was uncoachable. He said, I see a lot of good stuff on film, you know, but it just wasn't consistent enough. You know, like you flash here, you flash there, but it wasn't consistent. So I didn't know if I'd like you because I thought you was uncoachable. But after Pete spent a couple months around me, man, we grew into like a bond, that a great relationship, like a and we still keep in touch to this day. You know, like, so, I mean, it took off to a great relationship. He helped me. You know, if I would have had Pete probably my freshman year, I mean, who knows, the sky would have been the limit. I mean, I had him my junior year, and the sky was already the limit after that. You know, it can continue to help me in today's, you know, entering year 9 in the NFL to continue to, like, to whoop ass because of Pete Jenkins. So, you know, he taught me a whole lot of stuff, how to use my hands, you know, just a whole lot, especially when you talk about run defense. So I think the great Pete, man, he had a lot to do with the success that I had and the success that I'm continuing to have, because I still see him. I still try to get down and see him every chance I get in the offseason. You know, if I can see him for a day or two, I still try to go get that work.
You know, one thing with Pete, he's anything but modest. So he tells me this. I'm going to tell you about Godshall. If I'd have had him as a freshman, he'd have been a first-round pick. Would have been none of this middle-round stuff.
Yeah.
But that's Pete being Pete. And
if I'd have had Pete my freshman year, I'd definitely been top 10 pick. That's no disrespect to nobody. But that's just me being honest. And that's just Pete being honest. You know, but everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm glad to have him now because who knows if I've never had Pete, do I play 9 years, you know, in the NFL? Who knows, you know? So now that I had a chance to get him and I continue to see him and he, you know, brags to other players about me, show film and stuff like that, you know, who knows what would have happened? You know, I'm always betting on myself. I believe in myself, but all the little help that you can get, you know, you always want to receive it because, you know, you never know what it can do for you.
Devin, one of the things I think Super Bowl Sunday brought to the conscience of everybody is you can have all these skilled guys in the world, but if you don't kick mm-hmm. ass up front, offensive, defensive line, you ain't going nowhere. And you saw what that Georgia turned Philadelphia defensive line did on Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's going to be the blueprint for a lot of teams this offseason to say, you know what, I want to try to be like them. Now, you don't have a Jalen Carter or, you know, those guys kind of hanging to get picked like little binding fruit. But one of the things is I do think the emphasis on the running game and stopping the run, I think is going to be emphasized even more this offseason.
You talking about like just in general around the league?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the teams who win in the NFL, and it's been shown, it's the teams who can stop the run, who can run the football, and who can play great special teams. But yes, has the NFL grown into more of a passing league? Absolutely. But when it comes down to the playoff football, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to play great on special teams. And all that stuff, and you still have to be able to score. The name of the game is scoring. The name of the game is having more points than they have. So, Philadelphia got after Pat Mahomes, and they got after him with the front four. So, I mean, but Philadelphia don't get after Pat Mahomes if they don't what? Stop the run. So, it all boils down to, it all comes back in full circle. So, it just has to be, you know, every team's going to look for D linemen that can get after the quarterback, that can disrupt games, that can stop the run. You know, that's just, if you got a good D line, you got a good chance to win a lot of football games. I just put it at that.
Devin, one of the things in the, you know, when you look at your journey, okay, you were at Plaquemine, and then you have a knee injury, and then, you know, you play defensive end, defensive tackle. You've played some nose in the NFL. It goes to show, and I got great respect for guys like you that can do this over a period of time at such a high level. And I heard Bill Belichick on the NFL Network talk last year, and he actually showed a few plays with you about your ability to stop the run. And he used the term the grunt work. A lot of people, they want to rush the quarterback. But look what Davin does to stop the run and set up plays for other guys. And that's why I got so much respect for you as a person and as a player that you know your understanding of your role and you do it at such a high level for so long.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited because you know, once you add some players that the Saints already have on defense and then you add my caliber style of play, you know, the sky can be the limit. You know, we just got to believe in each other and play as all 11. You know, it takes all 11. It takes everybody to be on the same page. And I'm willing to do whatever I got to do for the team to win. And when the plays come for me to make, I'm going to make them. You know, I've been blessed. You know, I've been having career high years of tackling. So trust me, I'm just not going to, you know, I'm always do the dirty work, but I'm also make the plays when they come to me. You know, I had 67 tackles this year. I had 75 a career high a couple of years ago. So I'm always looking to be into the 60 to 70 category when it comes to tackles as a defensive lineman, you know. So when the plays come to me, I expect to make them. But when it's time for me to, you know, sacrifice for other players, I can do that also.
One of the things too, Davin, what's your connection? Did you know Bo Davis before you came here to New Orleans?
I knew of Bo Davis, yes. I had a chance to meet Bo this year at LSU when I went back for a game. But I knew Bo from guys at Alabama that he coached. And, you know, Bo was under the Saban tree. So, you know, Bo is a guy under Pete Jenkins. So, yeah, I mean, I knew of Bo, but I never was coached by Bo.
Steve?
Davin, curious, you know, coming back home now to Louisiana, what's some things that you've been missing from around here that you get to be a part of now all the time?
Oh, man. I told my wife, I said, yeah, we got to get on a good diet plan out here. Just coming back home, man, it could be dangerous with the great food of the state of Louisiana. So I got to make sure I stay disciplined with that. I mean, just kind of like the fans, man. Just, you know, Louisiana fans are all drunk, crazy, and, you know, they just love sports. They just love sports. And, you know, you missed that at LSU. I never actually, you guys got to trip out. I never actually played in the Superdome yet. So this will be my first time playing the Superdome. I never played in the Superdome. I never went to a high school state championship. I never played in there in NFL. NFL, the game I went to with the Miami Dolphins, it was a preseason game, and I ended up not playing that game because I think it was like the last game, you know, for the guys who's trying to make the roster. So I never actually played in the Superdome. So it'll be my first time playing the Superdome. So I'm excited.
Have you gotten to talk to Cam Jordan yet? You know, Cam's, you know, man, I remember when they picked him as a first-round pick. It seemed like yesterday. Now he's the old man in the group. So have you had an opportunity to talk to Cam Jordan yet?
Of course. I rushed out to Cam as soon as I told my agent, like, let's do it. Let's pull the plug and let's sign with the Saints. You know, I rushed out to Cam and, he's going to be nothing but helpful. You know, he's the OG in the locker room, like you said. Year 14. I mean, dang it! I'm going on year 9. I mean, I think Cam is going on year 15. I think so. It's just like time flies. I remember when I just got in the NFL. So now people looking at me like the old man. Now. And I'm about to be only on year 9. So Cam is going to be a great. He's going to be a great help for me. You know, I told Cam I always respected the way he played the game. You know, Cam, he's one of those guys. He earned the right to pass rush on third down because he played such violently on the edge, was setting the edge, and I like the way he played. So, I mean, we're gonna feed off each other along with a lot of other guys. You know, I'm excited. This is gonna be a great journey. This is gonna be something that, you know, we can do. We just gotta believe in ourselves and do it one game at a time and try to go 1-0 each and every week.
David, everybody that's played for him has a story. So I'm going to ask you, give me a Coach O story. Listen, I grew up with him, so I sort of know kind of the backdrop of a lot of things with him. But everybody that's ever played or been coached by him always has a Coach O story. So I'll give you the floor on that.
Oh, man. Well, Coach O said a lot of funny things. Coach O's my guy. So he said a lot of funny things. He told me this one time. He told me, I don't know. I guess I must have been slacking at practice. And he was like, you better pick it up. You know how Coach O is. So you better pick it up. Are your ass going to be a flack with shoveling shrimp?
That sounds about right, Mike.
Sounds about right. Exactly what he just said. Maybe a little bit more colorful, even.
He said your ass go be in Blackman with a strip boat, shoveling a strip if you don't pick this up. So Coach O, that's my guy, man. Coach O, he was very helpful to me, him and Pete Jenkins. Both of them were hand-to-hand. I couldn't have been in this place without either one of them. You know, Coach O was very helpful to me. He told me, you know, he the one got me to kind of be so versatile when it comes to, like, you know, playing shade, playing five, playing four. Coach, you always told me, like, that's just going to bring value to your game. So, and I thank him for that because he was right. You know, the more you can do, the better. You know, so he definitely told me because sometimes when I didn't want to play with my left hand down, didn't want to play probably with my right hand down, he was like, I'm telling you, it's going to add value to you. So, you know, I thank him for that.
Devon, is it almost like a surreal experience now? You have to pinch yourself being a prep star in Louisiana, playing for LSU, and now, man, coming back home to wear the black and gold?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. But none of this stuff matters if we don't go out there and do what we got to do and get some wins. That's the most important thing that matters. You know, winning is fun. You know, nobody likes losing, you know, but everybody wants to have fun, but the only time you can have fun is winning, and I learned that, you know, just by my time and being with Bill in New England. You know, winning is fun. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to win, but everybody don't want to do the stuff that it takes to win. You know, it's a lot of sacrificing. You know, it's a lot of things that go into just, you know, winning on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays, whatever. You know, you got to do the things to take the step to win. You know, like I said today, nobody's going to win a Super Bowl today, but you can definitely lose a Super Bowl today by not preparing the right way to get to that point. So, it just takes the commitment, and, you know, it just takes and you got to trust your teammates too. That's what's another thing, you know. Coming to a new team, you gotta, you know, you gotta build that chemistry in OTAs and training camp. You know, you gotta build that trust with guys. You know, you gotta build that trust that I know that, you know, this guy's gonna be in a position when the plays come to make his play, and I gotta trust him that he's gonna be there. You know, so we all can play as team defense as 11 has to the ball. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's my first time playing in the NFC. I've been in the AFC my whole career, so I'm excited to get a new start.
Definitely appreciate the time. Welcome back home, and definitely looking forward to seeing you play Sundays in the Superdome, man. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a
blessed
day.
Thank you, Davin.
Davin Godshaw giving us some time there, Mike. And, man, like I said to him, it's got to be a pretty amazing thing to, you know, you played high school ball here. You went to LSU, and now you get to come back in the ninth year in the NFL, back to the place where it all basically started for you, and just, you know, a prep star, college star, and hopefully a, you know, pro star now with the black and gold.
The crazy thing with Davin is he tore up his knee as a senior, and maybe there were some people there at that time, or one person in particular, that maybe thought about maybe pulling that scholarship from him.
Wow.
But he came back from the knee injury, and he played as a true freshman at LSU. Man, that's when LSU had some defensive linemen. Not like today. I mean, you know, our last couple years, they had some defensive linemen there. And Davin really fought through it. And he's right about Coach O, because one of the things Coach Ogeron told me about him is Mikey's versatile. And he's played defensive end. He can play defensive tackle. We just got to get more consistency out of him. And he brought that up. That's what Coach Jenkins kind of mastered to him, and you saw him become such a good technician in being able to get under the pads of an offensive lineman, move him around, steer him to get some credence to get around him left or right. And, man, to do this 9 years at that spot, that's a long time in the NFL playing in the trenches, 9 years. That's a long stretch. People don't realize it. It's not like, you know, maybe other jobs you do for 9 years. Man, the hits and being able to play through the pain and playing through, you know, some injuries, too, that he's had to deal with. And so, man, I was thrilled to death when they were able to acquire Godshaw, because I know just how much work he's put into being the player he is today. And I think he can help this Saints defense out, which has had some real difficulties, major ones, stopping the run the last couple years.
No doubt about that, Mike. Thank you for hanging out a little bit longer with me so we could talk to Davin Godshaw. Talk to you tomorrow. Will Klopp will be joining the show at 4:20, another former Louisianan coming back home.
Man, I remember his dad, Tommy, playing at LSU. Man, I'm getting old, Steve. So, but Will, man, he was a hell of a player at LSU. And they bring him in as a versatile piece who can play center and guard. And as a good sixth man, remember, he took Zach Streif's place as the extra tight end, too.